Hey, welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood. Hey, guess what? Aw, yeah. That's called cold beer, my friends. And this is going to be probably a shorter episode, but I haven't recorded in a handful of days, and I really haven't followed up with anybody about having a guest on yet, and that's on me. So, my bad. Sorry about that. I'm your host. I'm slacking. But F it, right? I paid for this podcast, so why the hell not? Man, we had a weird week. You know, 2020 has been boring. Like, is there any news going on out there this year? Any shit going on anywhere? I don't know. God, I can't wait for 2021 to get here, to be honest with you. This has been the craziest effing year. And you all feel that crap, too, so that's okay. But, man, this past week has been interesting to say the very least. We lost a rock god this week, Eddie Van Halen. And I don't think I've mentioned this on social media, but man, that's a big deal. Earlier this year, we lost, Jesus, man, the time is just blending together because this year is so screwed up. I can't remember how long ago it was that we lost Tom Petty or Prince. I mean, it's been a little while, right? A few months, a year, year and a half, who knows? But those are big deals to us Gen X people. And since I'm the official spokesman for Generation X, man, I thought I'd talk a little bit about Van Halen. We lost Eddie Van Halen this week, within the last week. And that's kind of heart-wrenching. My first time ever seeing Van Halen was actually Van Hagar. I saw him in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they had a band called Baby Animals that opened up for them. Really great band, too. I mean, they were nice enough to have bands on there that you didn't think of opening up. They wanted to give people a chance because early in their career, they got a chance. So we'll talk a little bit about Van Halen and Eddie Van Halen on the show before we're done. I mean, cause that's kind of like the heavy-hitting stuff this week. Unless you count, this is October 15th. Unless you want to count the damn town halls going on tonight. One channel, we got Trump on NBC, and the other channel, we have Biden on ABC or CBS. What the hell, I don't even know which one. I just know everybody wants to boycott NBC, all the actors on there. All right, first of all, if you're an actor on NBC, listen, I don't give a shit if you like Trump, hate Trump, love Biden, hate Biden, I don't care. I tune in for good programming, good shows. Stop trying to boycott everything because you don't like someone. Shit, man, I don't know how many times I've seen a show where I thought one of the actors in real life was a douchebag. But I still watch it because it's a good freaking show. If I boycotted something every time something chapped my ass, I mean, I would starve to death, you know? I'd never watch TV. I'd never listen to music. Relax, people. Stop boycotting NBC. And listen, if you really think of who pays you. If you're an actor at NBC, NBC pays you. Get over it. Stay on the show. Are they not supposed to cover news? Well, they do it in a shitty way anyway. But, I mean, are they not supposed to talk about anything relevant? Because it hurts your little feelings and you have a show on NBC? F you. Go find another show. I don't watch that channel much anyway. I haven't seen much good on NBC in, damn, I can't remember how long. That same thing goes with all big three networks, ABC, CBS. There's very little that I find actually entertaining on these networks anymore. My attention goes to Netflix, cable, just other channels. I don't know. I lost interest. I mean, we have the Amazon and we watch Amazon and all the programming over there. Who needs all the shit from these people that are just like self-important? I don't know. I'm not trying to judge people in their own lives, these actors. I mean, I'm sure they live stressful lives. Most of them haven't worked all year. I feel horrible about that. I know a couple of people who work in the entertainment industry out in California, in L.A., and it's hard times. But if you're lucky enough to be on a show and getting a paycheck, stop bitching because of your politics. Come on, man. Everyone's tired of this stuff. The vast majority of us in this country have more in common with each other than any media outlet will let us know about. because if it bleeds, it leads. If they can sow division and get ratings, that's what they do. But, you know, 80% of the people out in this country, hey, we're square. We're all the same level. Relax. It's only 10% on either fringe that raises hell. So just piss off these people. You know, come on, man. We're better than this. You put it on Twitter and Facebook, and it's like, you think we're going to have a civil war in 2 months. Chill out, people. Relax. This is America. Home of free speech. Jack Dorsey Twitter. Get your head out of your ass and stop censoring mainstream media now. It's bad enough you censor people you don't like before. Now you're censoring mainstream media over something you don't like with a Biden article. Who gives a shit? Let people decide. You're not the people. You're a guy who owns Twitter. You're freaking multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever the hell you are. Hey, let the rest of us decide what our politics are going to be. Stop trying to, I don't know, man. It's like a psychological operation from Silicon Valley trying to control people and the masses with their damn social media. Shit gets old. Anyway, that's my rant for today on that. I did want to bring up a couple things. A friend of mine earlier sent me this video that just grossed me out. Absolutely grossed me out. She sent me this video about some of the stuff, the worst things people do to your food. Have you ever been out to a restaurant with somebody and like they and it's not even really a great place, but they bitch about the food and they send it back and expect something else to come out? Now I know some people used to work at a, I'm not going to say the restaurant in Cincinnati because I don't want to get sued, but if I it's a chain. But these people I used to know there that worked at the old Sunset Pub, they also worked at a local restaurant, too, as chain restaurant. And they would tell me disgusting stories. People would bitch and complain and piss and moan about their food and send it back. And some of the stuff people do in the kitchen, like spit on it. One guy rubbed his nuts on it. It's like, just what the hell kind of gross people can work back in those kitchens? But, you know, when you bust some guy's balls who's working for barely minimum wage, doesn't even get to go out and bust tables and get any kind of tips, and he's got to, like, work three jobs to pay his bills, and you're bitching about the way he seared your steak. I mean, this guy has had, you know, I mean, relax, people. Sometimes when you go out to a restaurant, it's not going to be exactly the way you want it, and that's okay. But I've been to a Hooters one time in Cincinnati, and a bunch of us before we went to a hockey game, and when the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks were there, actually played in Norwood, and we went to a Hooters, and a guy ordered a chicken salad and it wasn't warm enough, sends it back. I'm like, oh my god, that thing's coming back with pubes, spit. Yeah, I saw that movie The Waiting, whatever the hell it was. It had that one-hit wonder comedian in it. It was like, live shows suck. Because all he did was do college tours. What's his name? Oh, shit, I can't remember. Oh, he was horrible. Horrible. Worst comedian ever. But they put this cat in a couple of movies, and I guess he had his 15 minutes, so be it. But anyway, man, I saw this part of this video where they made this type of oil, and it was in China. But what they would do is they would go out and they would find the oil that was used to make food from other restaurants that they would dump in these underground. They would take it out in the street, open this thing up like a sewer, dump it down in there. They would go get that and then mix it with animal fats and then sell that for people to use as oil for cooking oil. How damn gross can you be? I always thought it was gross when they would talk about selling wine, and people would, you know, they would show people jumping around barefoot on the grapes, and gross, just nasty. But then there was one where a certain kind of cheese actually had maggots in the cheese. When I was watching this video, I had literally just finished eating a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch. And, you know, when you couple that with a couple of documentaries I've watched on food and health, like What the Health on Netflix. How in the hell has mankind survived this long? This is crazy. Anyway, we have to be the luckiest species on the planet because everything else has been fighting extinction at one point or another. You know, something else got me kind of curious. There's this little town. Not even, it's not even really a town. It's this little not even a township. It's so small. You drive right past it, and then literally you're out of it. And it's called Busthead. I'm thought, why the hell would somebody name, a, you know, I guess some sort of municipality, Busthead? So I looked it up, and it's because way back in the day, in the 20s or whatever, before anybody named this little stretch of land, there was a bar at this location, and the bartender was well known throughout the area, and he would make a drink that was guaranteed to bust the head of any man who come by and had the balls to order it. So they called this little area Busthead. That's interesting. So I thought, you know, what other places are out there that have really weird names? So I started looking up weird names for towns. And Google, just some of the stuff you find on Google is just absolutely ridiculous. But we've all heard of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Actually, they made a movie, I think, called Truth or Consequences. But did you know there's actually a place called Swastika, New York? And a handful of years ago, I think they petitioned to change the name. And they actually refused to change the name. Because anybody, you know, here in 2020, we think of the swastika, we think of Nazis, all right? Well, the swastika is actually much older than the Nazi regime. It goes back centuries, and it's actually a symbol of peace. And it was used in Buddhism and, y'all thought, parts of Asia. Actually, that symbol has been spotted by archaeologists who have uncovered ancient civilizations in South America. How the hell did that symbol get all the way over there from Asia or from there to Asia? I have no idea. Interesting nonetheless, but they refused to change the name of the town. Also found a town called Hump Tulips, Washington. Hump Tulips. I don't know what the hell that means. But I did find there's also a Booger Town, North Carolina. I don't know if that's referring to the crap that's in your nose or if somebody's just calling like ghosts boogers. I don't know. Whatever. There's no name Colorado and nothing Arizona. That's kind of interesting. There's Knock 'em Stiff, Ohio. Kind of wondering if that was like the home of a bunch of whorehouses. I don't know. And they named the town that. Who knows? There's Accident, Maryland. Never heard of that, and I've been in Maryland. Actually, I lived in Cincinnati for a number of years. I've never heard of Knock 'em Stiff. And they say it's in South Central Ohio. And I've driven through that area many times. I've never heard of Knock 'em Stiff. Next time I'm up there, I'm looking. If I'm in any of these states, I'm looking for these towns. That's all there is to it. New Jersey has a really interesting town called Buttsville. 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 Who the F calls it Buttsville? You know, it's somebody by the name of Butts, Buttz. I don't know how you got your name, Buttsville, but sure as hell interesting. If you're from there, you probably know. Maybe you don't know. Look it up. Here's one that really kind of caught me off guard. Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. Who the hell names your town Blue Ball? I looked it up. I'm not going to tell you because I want you to look it up. Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. How did Blue Ball get its name? You'll be surprised, actually. The one that takes the cake, though, is out of Massachusetts. Yeah, they've got nothing on Salem, right? Or Salem's got nothing on this town. Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts? Really? Really? And the witch trials didn't happen there. Okay. All right. I don't know what to think about that. But anyway, speaking of Eddie Van Halen earlier, I was listening to some just music online and just looking up some stuff on YouTube and just jamming down to some tunes. And I was listening to some Gray Days. And anyway, I started just looking around for like music. Like I was surprised at how many songs that I grew up with that were hits that I thought was a number one hit and wasn't. You know, did you know Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody? Great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Bohemian Rhapsody was never number one. I thought it would have been. That song is so huge, you thought it would have been number one. They even re-released it when they did the Wayne's World movies back in the 90s. And how this thing didn't go to number one then, I have no idea, because it was on every station, radio station, on constant replay. constant replay on MTV before MTV killed rock and roll, those rat bastards. But I always thought that Van Halen, when they released that their infamous album, 1984, great album. That album didn't even go to number one. I didn't know that. I had to look that up. But Van Halen did have a number one album. Jump was their only U.S. number one single out of all the Van Halen years. I had no idea. But the album 1984 didn't go to number one. David Lee Roth left the band shortly thereafter. Then the band actually ended up hiring Sammy Hagar as lead singer. And they released the album 5150. That was their actual first number one album, was 5150 with Hagar. Which was surprising because 1984 was such a huge hit. Still to this day, it's such a legendary album. You can't go wrong with any era, if you ask me. I know there's some diehard Dave fans, and then there's some that less diehard Hagar fans. I thought both eras were great. Actually, I loved them both. I have no complaints. As I was saying earlier, my first Van Halen concert was with Sammy Hagar. And it was on the supporting the album for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. And that's the one they had the song Pound Cake on. Top of the World, I think, was on that album. So, yeah, that was a really great tour. I love that show. But I did see David Lee Roth solo. And this, way back in the late 80s, 87, 88, he had Poison actually opening up for them. And it was Poison's second album, Open Up and Say Ah. And I think David Lee Roth had actually just released Skyscraper. That was the album he brought out that had A Little Ain't Enough. There was a couple other songs. Stand Up was a video hit of that era. Really great stuff. But here's some interesting things about Van Halen you might not have known. Van Halen, before they had the name Van Halen, their first band name was actually Broken Combs. How weird is that? I had to look that up. That was back in 1964 in high school when Eddie and Alex started their band. And in 1972, I guess Broken Combs wasn't going to work out. So, like, you know, about a decade later when they were out of school and more serious about their band, they changed the name to the Trojan Rubber Company in 1974. Actually, when they were found by Kiss, Gene Simmons wanted to call him Daddy Longlegs, which I thought was pretty interesting. But again, nothing worked. They ended up just going with their last name, Van Halen. The rest is history. But do you know Van Halen's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records? I didn't know that either. Had to look that up. They had the highest paid single appearance. They were paid for a U.S. festival for 90 minutes, the U.S. festival, $1.5 million. That's a bunch of money. $1.5 million. Jump is their only number one single in the U.S. And Eddie Van Halen never technically learned how to read music. I found that kind of fascinating. I knew the last part, but I didn't know the old names of the band. And that was really interesting to me. I've been listening to a lot of Van Halen over the last week. This music is timeless, no matter what era you pick. Even if you listen to Gary Cherone as lead singer on the one album they had called Van Halen 3, I actually got to see them tour with Gary Cherone in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Blockbuster Pavilion way back in the day, when Blockbuster still existed. Great music. It's timeless. If you're new to Van Halen, start with 1984. Go back to some of the old Dave years. Can't go wrong with Women and Children First, Diver Down. Then jump into some of the Hagar years. OU812 was a great album. Even Balance, which was the last, I think it was the last album they did with Sammy, was an amazing album too. You listen to Van Halen, I never hear a clunker on any of their albums. Every song is stellar. But I'll wrap it up here for the Gonzo Chronicles this week. I'll be back soon, I'm sure, with some weirdness. Or some music, or some pop culture. Hopefully not ranting about some damn town hall. But you know what? I'm recording this before the town hall. It'll be available on your iPhone and on Spotify and online. So if you don't want to listen to these people bloviate about politics all night, just hang out with me. This is the infamous Four Beer Podcast, by the way. I'm on my fourth beer right now. Scratch that, fifth beer. I lied. I'm on my fifth beer right now. And you know what? If Donnie Baker, that comedian, if you haven't listened to him, go look up Donnie Baker on YouTube. That son of a bitch is hilarious. If he can do the famous one beer press conference, I can do a five beer podcast and make it infamous. Infamous, damn you. Share this thing, man. Share the podcast. Share Van Halen. Share your love. Thanks for everybody that tunes in here every time I upload one of these. I wish to God I had a schedule. I just do this shit at random. And I don't know. Maybe that's okay with you. It's okay with me. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Cheers.